eternity. Gosh. If you weren't able to be with us last week, we talked about one of the two eternal places you can make a choice to go to. We talked about the one you don't want to choose. We talked about hell. And I thought, I was talking about hell all day Sunday morning. That's just something. But it was good. The very beginning, I read just an excerpt, and I realized we have this book in the bookstore. It's by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's called I Believe in Vision. So if you, you should read it. It's just good reading. Turn off the TV. Just go read. Just have a good time. But anyway, that's down the bookstore. Where's Kathy? Where's my friend Kathy? Kathy. Kathy points you to where it's at today, so go do that. So we were talking about hell. We were talking about that's a place you really don't want to go to. And we actually talked about some things, just some questions that I hear. And one of them, and we answered them. And one was, how could a loving God allow, keyword, allow people to go to a place like that? And we kind of hit it and answered those questions. If you weren't able to be with us, we still give out CDs. How about that? But you can also go online, really easy, ycf.com, and you can listen to it. And, you know, sometimes you may get it, but it's something that you've received that you need to share with somebody else, and you might have to go over it. And if you didn't take notes, go listen to it again. So, praise God. Today, we're going to talk about the place that everybody wants to go to. Everybody tell me what it is. Yay! I feel like I'm back in children's ministry. Everybody, yay! I love it. Okay, now, the really interesting thing is we can have different ideas about heaven. And I remember as a kid, I'm going to say this again, I was a kid growing up, and I just was a little skittish of heaven. Can you imagine that? Because I had this idea that everybody up in heaven was wearing a white robe and flowy hair, sitting on a cloud, playing a harp, and singing forever. And I thought, remember, I'm a kid, and I hadn't read a Bible yet either. I didn't read a Bible until I was 20, because someone finally gave me one. But anyway, so I was a kid, and I was like, I don't know, you know, singing? So I will say, I am looking forward to heaven. I really am. I'm looking forward to seeing those creatures that circle around the throne of God and sing, holy, holy, holy. I'm looking forward to it. But as a kid, the thought that I would be singing for 24/7, because number one, singing's not my go-to place, okay? I make myself sing, all right? So anyway, I was just being honest. I just thought that would be boring. Man, boring. And then this thought, I remember this as a kid, heaven's just white. You know, it's light and white. And as much as I like white walls, white? That'd be just kind of old after a while. So again, you can have some ideas about heaven that may not. And so finally, I did study the Bible. Praise God. Thank you. And I've studied about heaven. And actually, through this series, I've been pulling and digging in and just some more things about heaven. So we're going to talk about heaven today. Now, the one thing I did not know about heaven is also, on top of all that, is you will have purpose in heaven. It is not a vacation. Okay, tell the person next to you, you're going to have purpose and function in heaven. There's things for us to do in heaven, all right? And we will go to the throne and worship, and it'll be fun to worship. But then we've got some purpose and things to do in heaven, and we're going to touch on some of that. Now, the Bible that you all have, where's my Bible here, does not spell it out, the exact things about heaven. It just gives you glimpses, all right? And I'm going to get to heaven to ask the Lord, just spell it out for me. Some days I just need to, but it doesn't. It just gives us glimpses about heaven. So we're going to talk about a couple of them. And here's our main idea today that I want you to really get and understand. Not one for you. So you'll be settled. You'll know that you know that you know, and nothing's going to knock you off the horse when you know this. But the second thing that why I want you to understand this is then you get to share it with somebody else. Okay? So here's your main idea. If you're taking notes, write this down. Heaven is similar to earth, but it's far superior. Some of you are like, well, duh, Pastor D. I didn't know that. Okay, it wasn't done to me. It was good. So heaven is similar to earth. By the way, you're on planet earth, but it's going to be far better. Okay, now the majority of theologians, and I'm going to say that a lot. And when I say the majority, there's always somebody who's trying to swim upstream and not follow everybody else. There's always somebody that just, you know, has their own whatever opinion, but the majority, okay, the majority of theologians will say that earth is a copy of heaven. Look at earth. Earth is a copy of heaven. Isn't that cool? Earth is a copy of heaven, and God made the earth, and it was a copy of heaven, but heaven is going to be far superior. So, you know, I was laughing. I have a sister. She's now in heaven, but she's 16 months younger than I am. And she would copy me in everything. Just irritate me. Just, you know, I'd pick out an outfit. She'd pick out an outfit. And I'd color this and she'd color that. And I was like, heaven, earth is a copy. That's great. This is the one time it's great. Okay, so heaven, so we have earth and it's just a copy. All righty. Now, if earth is a copy of heaven, then heaven's going to have what? Rivers? Lakes? Pardon?
Flowers.
Got an accent. I was like, what? I'm from Jersey. You should hear mine. Okay. Yeah, that. Okay. And then I'm going to throw one in. They're going to have animals, but we're not going to talk about that to the very end. So don't get lost on me. Okay. They're going to have that. But with all the things that that we have on earth, heaven's going to be far superior. So a pastor friend of mine said this, and I just copied it. So I want you to write this down. It is just so good. This is one of those shock and awe things. Listen to this. Okay. If you're a Christian, if you've asked Jesus to come in your life, you're called a Christian, a believer, you're born again, whatever you want to say, a follower. If you're a Christian, listen to this. Earth is as close to hell as you'll ever get. Chew on that one, baby. Earth, if you're a believer, earth is as close to hell as you'll ever get. Some of you are like, what? Some of you smiling. Okay, listen. Earth is amazing. I love an earth. I really am. I've got some great relationships. I just love earth. But this earth, we've got tornadoes. We've got hurricanes. We've had forest fires. We got this virus going on and people are getting sick and dying. Okay, there's all sorts of terrible things here on this earth, right? Yeah, some of you got stories to tell. Okay, listen. But this earth is as close as I'm going to get to hell, because heaven is far better. Heaven is far better, okay? So, though I will say, while you're on this earth, while you're on this planet, you know what's so cool? Why I still love being here is that God will help me walk through this life. How many of you know that to be true? God help. He will not ditch out on you. He loves to show himself mighty in you and through you. So God's going to help us walk through this. But so if you're a Christian, earth is as close as you're going to get to hell. But this is what Christians need to know. Okay. If you're not a believer, if you've not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, this earth is as close as you'll get to heaven. This earth, the life you live now, is as good as it's going to get. And I love earth, but that's pretty sad. It's really sad. So this is why I do messages like this. I mean, there's reasons behind the reasons, and I say I have plans within the plans on why I teach a lot of this stuff. But this is why I want you to to think about it, that you are here on this earth, and then there's eternity. There's two addresses, and we should be grabbing as many people as possible to take the right address, okay? And I do this message just for myself, too. Pastor Dean, my Cassie calls me up. Mom, how was it? I said, I preached myself happy. I just had a great old time Sunday morning. But listen, this is one of these messages I do for myself, because as good as this earth is, and I'm having a fun time down here, I'm enjoying this. But the problem is sometimes you can enjoy it so much and it grabs your attention and it distracts you, okay? And I forget to look at the people that are around me, that I bump into, that I see regularly, that I say hi to at the store. Matter of fact, my bank, they know me by name. I'm in there once or twice a week and they go, hi. They don't really. They call me DeVita, which is my formal given name. But y'all call me D or Pastor D. But listen, I see them every week, and I can get distracted and just talking about the fun and good giggly things in life. And this message helps me realize there are two eternal addresses. Okay? And God needs all of you. You are not here just filling space. You are not here just to have a good old time. God needs you. He uses people as his arms and legs, his mouthpiece, and that's you. That's you, me. So this is one of those reasons why I do this message. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a scripture. Turn over to Colossians. That's your New Testament. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Okay. Colossians 3, chapter 1. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, guess who he's writing to? He's writing to Christians. He's writing to people that have already received Jesus, okay? Since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ is seated in the place of honor at God's right hand. Did you see that part where it says realities of heaven? You see that part, realities of heaven? I got to thinking, okay, I'm going to come up with a couple realities of heaven. And you know, I don't want to do 10 of them because I want you to come back next week. So I picked 4. I was going to do 5. I said, no, they can handle 4. So today we're going to talk about 4 realities of heaven. And the reason why, because if you have a reality of what heaven is, it'll encourage you on these tough times. Okay, and it'll remind you to share who Jesus is. So here's number one, if you're taking notes. First reality of heaven. Praise God. A part of heaven is being custom built and made for you. Some of you go, I got that scripture in my head. I know what she's talking about. That's a good one. Okay, but write it down. A part of heaven is being custom made for you. All right? Now, I like that. And Jesus actually said that. And we'll go over that scripture in a minute. Okay? But a part of heaven is being custom made for you. All righty? So, years ago, Jack and I were just having this goofy conversation. And every once in a while, we just take a walk or we just go driving. And we just, you know, we talk about the things that had to get talked about, things that had to get done. And occasionally we just have goofy conversations. And one day we had one of these and he said, D, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you like to live? And I'm getting quiet and I'm thinking, and he launches. I was like, I thought you asked me a question. Okay. He just launches and he goes, well, if I could live anywhere that I ever wanted to live, I'd live on top of the mountain, in the middle of the woods, in a log cabin that I can shoot everything. So if you knew Jack, you knew that's what his dream place was going to be. And I looked at him and I said, well, honey, I hope you have a nice time. Because I'm not going to be there. Well, I had this conversation many times because it was, anyway, we had this conversation many times. But then I said, you are called to York. So, praise God. All right. So, but listen, I want you to think, if you could imagine any place if you could pick the perfect place to have in heaven, what would it be? If you could pick the perfect place in heaven, what would it be like, all right? So mine would probably be by the ocean with this nice breeze. Caribbean water, not the Pacific. Dang, it's cold. Shoo, this Caribbean, okay. And I'd also, because listen, it's heaven. I'd also have snow. It's my heaven, okay? I'd have snow because I like sledding, I like skiing, I like making snowballs, but it just wouldn't be cold. It's heaven. Okay, just go, okay, now maybe you want to be in the city, maybe you want to be on those mountains, I don't care, okay? But listen, how many of you have read your Bible before? Every hand should be shooting up. Sure, Pastor B, I've read it once. Okay, the kids would do that. It says in the Word of God that God will give you the desires of your heart. All right? Okay. Again, this Bible doesn't spell out in detail, so just go have fun with it, okay? And you know what I like to say for all of this? It's heaven. It's heaven. Just everybody say that. It's heaven. Right? It's heaven. So you should be smiling, okay? But whatever you want, I do know, and I'll give you the scripture, that God is building, hand-built, or maybe angel-built, I don't know. Okay, a place for you, praise the Lord, okay? Now, we're going to do a lot of Q&A, question and answers. And here we go, first one. But listen, I will tell you, heaven will be absolutely beautiful, absolutely magnificent, wonderful, better than whatever, whatever. But here, people ask me all the time, will my pet go to heaven? Will my pet be in my mansion? And I was preparing this, and I had a phone call last night from an old friend of mine. And we've been trying to get together and stuff like that. And she gave me her reason why she couldn't get together. She hadn't returned my phone calls. I was having an insecure moment. So I get it why Pastor Sherry's on my case all the time. Mom, did you call him back? It felt terrible. She hadn't called me back for a month. I was like, you should love me. So she called me back anyway. And she gave me her reason is her pet's dying. She has a pet cat. It's called Porchy. Porchy's dying. She's had this cat for 18 years. That's long. And though cats live a long life, they do. But that's long. And and they're cool. They're good with it. They are not sucking any more money in this cat. Say that, Pastor D. Okay, and they're ready for this cat. And she says, as a matter of fact, Porchy's sitting on my lap while we talk to you, and he's smiling. I was like, okay. So she asked me, and I get this question not just because last night, but I had already typed, you should see me. I was like, this is my notes already. She asked me, she says, will Porchy go to heaven? And I said, it's heaven. If you want it, you can have it. But my mansion ain't having no cats. Okay? We're good, all right? But again, I'm going to say this again. The Bible doesn't spell these things out. But it's heaven, okay? That's the title of the message. It's heaven, okay? I always come up with different ones. All right. Now, again, there are no scriptures that are black and white about your pets. There really is not. But if you want them, okay? Now, turn to what Jesus said. John chapter 14, verse 2. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 2. This is red letter. This is indeed. This is red letter. This is what Jesus said. Ready? There are many rooms, and a lot of translations say mansions. Some of them say abode. I like mansion, right? And I have house cleaners, so it doesn't matter. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I'm going to prepare a place for you. If it were not true, I would not tell you this if it were not also true. Okay. Praise God. So, bottom dollar, there's a place that's being prepared for you in heaven. For all those believers, there's a place being prepared. So you should say, heaven sounds great. All right. So what's the purpose of this? So you'd the very first scripture, so that you would keep your mind set on heavenly things, on heaven reality. So, hey, on a happy day, you know, this is a good one. Praise the Lord. Let's do our second heavenly reality. Ready? Number two. If you're taking notes, write this down. There won't be any bad people, events, sin, or sorrow in heaven. There won't be any of that stuff. So I'm going to take a few minutes because I think this is really amazing. First of all, God is love. That is his nature. He's not love just on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He is love. That is his nature. Therefore, think about this. Therefore, in heaven, there'll be no rejection. No shame, no hurt, because you're going to be in this atmosphere. I hate to say that word, but get it. This atmosphere of love. I just want to laugh. Just makes me smile. Think about that. All right. So that is beautiful. This is this place called heaven. Praise God. All righty. And there won't be any bad people in heaven. AKA, we'll keep going, Pastor D. Okay. Such as you don't have to turn on the news to hear the bad news. Right? There won't be any bad news. We're in heaven. There won't even be police because I don't need them. You don't need them. Heaven, a beautiful, peaceful place. Amen. Okay. So here's a scripture. Turn over to Revelation chapter 21. Yep, here we go. Revelation chapter 21, verse 26. Now, I read this last week, and we talked about a lot of the first part, but I just want to jump down and go over this bottom part again, okay? 26, the glory and the honor of the nations will be brought in to heaven. Nothing impure, like we were just talking about, will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, okay? So whoever accepts Jesus, they'll be in heaven, all right? So heaven's going to be this amazing, beautiful, peaceful place. Now, I read this scripture last week, and I think in a different translation, and I said last week, this scripture used to just kind of bother me, okay? I was a new believer. I hadn't read it in context, and I would read this, and I'd go, oh, but God, I'm going to heaven. And God, I still really mess up. Matter of fact, God, I have a hard time. My temper sometimes just really messes me up and it causes me to sin. But God, I'm going to heaven. And how many still have a problem with their temper? Raise your hand. No, don't raise your hand. Okay. All right. How many of you just want to punch somebody's lights out sometimes? How many of you want to do sign language when somebody cuts you off and it's not the queen's wave? I don't do that. I do the queen's wave now, all right? Okay. But listen, guys, we still struggle because you're laughing and raising your hands. You still struggle, all right? We still struggle, okay? And you can think, God, I'm still struggling and I'm going there. God, how can heaven be heaven if I'm going there? Because of that scripture. Q&A, here we go. Here's the answer. Some of you know this, okay? And I touched on it last week. Others of you, it's just like, help me out. So here we go. God made us in a three-part being. How many of you know this? We are called three parts. You are a spirit. You have this mind, will, and emotion. Some guys even say our personality, which is kind of cool. Anyway, moving on. And we live in this body, okay? The real you that has received Jesus, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that when I received Jesus, the real me, the spirit that you can't see, but it's the real me, has been made alive, recreated, right? Made in the image and likeness. Therefore, I am and you are blameless, holy, pure, perfect. Look at your neighbor and say, you're perfect. In my spirit. The real me. This is the real me. Okay? This is, and I'll give you some, praise God. All right. So, that's me, as we would say, on the inside. Okay? But then I got this thing. Right? Okay. We live in a body, and just jot down the scripture. I'm not going to read it, but 1 Corinthians 15:53, it says, this body is corruptible, and it must put on later incorruption. This body is mortal, and it must put on immortality, okay? And therefore, because of its corruptible and its mortal, it can't go to heaven, okay? But we get a glorified body. And I make jokes about that, what size it changes every year, what size I'm going to be. Okay? Just, but glorified body. And I'll go talk a little bit more. All right? So you can't go with this body. And that's why this body says dust to dust, ash to ashes. This body stays. And we get something glorified. Everybody say glorified. That's good. It's good. Okay? Now, let's talk about the next one. We have this soul. Our mind, our will, and our emotions. Okay? It did not get perfect when you received Jesus. It did not get, we would say, saved. It was not. It did not. Okay? So, but it's our job while we're on this planet to renew it to what God says about you. And when this gets hold of it, and then I decide to obey it, and I start walking it out, this body will follow what's really on the inside. All right? So we are in the process of renewing our mind, and we're growing. Amen? All right. So, but the Bible says when you finally give up the, you know, just die, this body dies, you will go to heaven and get a glorified body. Praise God. And now, this is, here we go. It says that we will know, we will know as we are known. What am I talking about? Someday when I die and I go to heaven, the real me on the inside is already perfect. Doesn't have to get perfect. It's perfect. End of sentence. Perfect is perfect. Doesn't need anything else to happen to it. Okay? But when the rest of me catches up, right, this is going to be perfect. Okay? I will have the mind of Christ. Actually, I have the mind of Christ. I will have it. I will know, and I will walk in perfect. I won't even think about sin. Because this, all of this is going to be a glorified body. Just all renewed. It's wonderful. But meantime, read your Bible, pray every day so you can grow, okay? Until you get up there, that's what you have to do. Let me give you a scripture. Turn over to Jude. Jude is the second to the last book in the Bible. So if you hit the end, that's Revelations, back up one book, you're in Jude. Okay? Why do I say that? Because I didn't know that for a long time. I didn't know all this stuff, so I always help you out. Alrighty? Jude is being written to Christians, okay? And it talks about that we're saved through Jesus Christ, and we're going to see all splendor and glory. And I think jump around, I don't know, 24, 25, and it says, He is able to keep you from slipping and falling away. God, Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, they're able to keep you from slipping and falling away. Okay, again, he's writing to Christians. All right. So I have been a believer for 40 plus years. I've been involved in church ministry for a whole lot of decades, okay? And this is what I've seen. I've watched people backslide for 10 years. And backslide is really a Christianese word that's really not in the Bible, but it means to walk away from God. You know, God's over here. I was walking with him, walking him, and I just kind of walk away. Okay? So that's backslide. I have watched some people walk away and do some really deep sins in their life while they've walked away. And then they come back. And it's like, yay, yay, yay. I've watched some people walk away for a week because their mother grabbed them, okay, and said, we're going to do this, okay? And I've watched people walk away for decades, okay? And I've watched people walk away and still come to church, but in their heart, they're backslidden. None of us, right? So I've watched. But listen to this. But you know what? I know who God is, and I know his promises. You ready? He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I hold you in the palm of my hands. I am here with you always. All right? So everybody should have their smiley face on, okay? So I know when you see somebody that is walking away, if we get them back into believing, God will just do, it's amazing. It's amazing to see how God just puts this person, just to touch them and lift them up and just bring them back. It's just beautiful. All of that said, but listen, eventually we're going to be made right, because when we go to heaven, bam, all sin, no sin. Yeah, right? Okay, so heaven is just wonderful. Heaven's wonderful, okay? So I am looking forward to crossing over, but in the meantime, let's read the rest of that scripture. Praise the Lord. Let's see. And he is able to keep you from slipping and falling away. So you get that? And to bring you sinless and perfect into his glorious presence with mighty shouts of everlasting joy. Right about there, I want to go, yes, I'm free. I'm in heaven. Woo! I am. That'll be me screaming. Because listen, never again will I have to close my mouth and not say what I'm thinking. Never again will I have that thought. Never again will I want to. Okay? Freedom. Shouts of glory. Can we all just shout, yay, heaven, woo! Baby, it is great. Heaven's great. But in the meantime, we have not gone on, okay? And your body and you, this thing, you have to keep renewing it, renewing it, renewing it. And you renew it with Netflix, no. You renew it with the Word of God over and over and over. And then it'll start agreeing with your spirit and your body will just follow, okay? So, So glorified bodies, there's a lot I could say, and I'm just going to just throw little missiles at you and make you go, ah, tilt, okay? So we're going to get this glorified body, and let's see, should I jump over there? I should give you a scripture. Okay, open up to Philippians 3 to talk a little bit about our bodies. Again, while you're here, still walking on the planet, we need to fight the good fight of faith. We need to stir ourselves up so we can walk and live a sanctified life. Okay, theological word that just means to live more like him, okay? Live more like what's really already inside of you, okay? So we need to do that, all righty? And so we're working on it. We're growing, all righty? Now, no matter where you are at, beginning, middle, almost end, or end. No matter where you're at on your walk of God, you will never be a perfect walk on walking around here. You're never going to be perfect. But when we get to heaven, sinless, blameless, and perfect. Amen. Okay, Philippians. You're all over there? I'm not. Hang on, hang on. Philippians. Philippians 3:21. When he comes back, he will take these dying bodies of ours. If you have a wrinkle, right, you know, your hair's falling out, taking these dying bodies of ours, and change them into glorious bodies like his own. Change these into glorious bodies like who? Like his. Like his own. Using the same mighty power that he will use to conquer all else everywhere. All right, so, praise God. We're going to get these new glorified bodies, right? All right. And then these bodies are going to be like his. So after Jesus died, rose again, he was walking on the earth. Okay. And he had he did some crazy things. What were some of the things he did with his body when he walked on earth? After he died, rose again, he was walking on earth. Walked through walls. Anybody read that in your Bible? That's not the cartoon version. That's the Bible version. He did some things with a pretty glorified body. So, all right, now I'm just throwing this out here. So what do you think? Pastor D, I'm going to go to heaven. Why do I need a glorified body that walks through walls? Oh, baby, just imagine. This is where we sing that song. I can only imagine. Okay, imagine. So the reason why I say that is because Jesus is going to come back, whether you're gone on to heaven or you're still here, you're going to meet him in the air. You're going to have this glorified body, and then he's coming back for 1,000 years. And he's going to rule and reign. We're going to rule and reign with him. I think this glorified body might be needed. Okay? And I'm just going to say silly things. Beam me up, Scotty. I'd like to go over to the Amazon. I've never been there. Got a glorified body. Beam me down, Scotty. I want to just walk on these places under the water. I don't know, guys. I really don't know. I'm just being silly with you, okay? But you will have a glorified body. And you go read your Bible. Go ahead, have fun. I was just having fun with you, all right? Praise God. We should read the Bible. Turn over to Revelation 21, verse 4. Okay. This is a good part. This is a good part. We'll wrap on, move on. 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All of these will be gone forever. Shoo, I love that. Okay, no more pain. Some of you have chronic pain in your bodies, okay? And in heaven, it says no more pain. Isn't that awesome? Okay, no more pain. I have a dear friend. She's actually gone on to be with Jesus in heaven. She had rheumatoid arthritis, and her hands were just curled up, and her feet, it was just, they were horrible. She'd had multiple surgeries trying to just correct it, and she was in chronic pain for almost 30 years. I never heard her complain, but she has gone on to be with Jesus, and guess what? No more pain. Beautiful. Heaven's beautiful. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more crying. It's absolutely amazing. Let me give you one more scripture on this. Turn over to Psalm 56, Psalm 56, verse 8. Psalm 56, verse 8. Praise God. So we have a God who is love, not just when we get to heaven. He is a God of love right now while we're walking this earth. He watches over us. He loves us. And he has great plans and hopes, and he rescues us. He's a God of mercy. Whew, he's just amazing, okay? But listen to this. You have seen me tossing and turning through the night. You have collected all my tears and preserved them in your bottle. You have recorded everyone in your book. I think this is amazing scripture because sometimes we can say, nobody cares about me. Nobody cares. That scripture just tells me how much God cares for you, right? He cares for you. He cares for you. Oh, gosh, listen. And he cares for you in the things that you're walking through. And he will give you the strength. He will send people surround you. He cares for you, okay? But all of this is walking on earth where we can have pain and sorrow, but there's going to come a time when we're going to go to heaven, and there's no more of that. And heaven, it's heaven. Everybody say, it's heaven. It's great. Okay, number three. Ah, praise God. Number three, you will be united with loved ones and Bible greats. You will be united with loved ones and Bible greats. All right. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. And this was his purpose, that when the time is right, he will gather, everybody say, us all, together from wherever we are, in heaven, on the earth, to be with him in Christ forever. He will gather, all right? So, Jesus is coming back. When I read this, I read my Bible, he's coming back, and he's going to gather the family of God. It is not just your family, us four no more. It's not just this church family. All believers, he's going to gather them. He's going to gather these Old Testament saints, okay? And whoo, it's just going to be glorious, all right? And we're going to see all our loved ones. And I think about that, and man, I'm going to see some of my loved ones. This is going to be great. And I want to see Jesus first. You know, sometimes, who do you want to see first? Who do you want to see first? I want to see Jesus first. Then I want to see my loved ones. And then, guys, I want to see some of these. I want to see Daniel and Old Testament Joseph. Okay? Because these two guys had horrific adversity, meaning life was bad to them. People did bad things, lied to them. They were captives. They just okay. So I want to see Daniel and Joseph. You know why? It's not mentioned one place where they sinned. All right? Where there was one fault. It's not mentioned in the Bible whether they had one fault or one sin. Now David, They list all the things he did wrong. But this Daniel, and I want to get up there to heaven. I want to say, were you guys for real? I want to sit down with them and say, how did you do that? Because I am a believer. I have the life and nature of God. And then I've got the Holy Spirit who's my helper, and I'm still muffing up. So I want to sit down and talk to them. Okay? Anybody have some people you want to talk to? Oh, go for it. They're on my list. All right? All righty. So we are going to be gathered up to heaven with all the saints. Okay? Old Testament, New Testament. So Q&A. Here we go. Here's my other question I get a lot. Will we see babies in heaven? Or do babies go to heaven? All righty? So great question. Great question. All right? And I could probably spend a whole Sunday talking about the age of accountability. If you're taking notes, just write that down. Okay, the age of accountability. And the vast majority of theologians believe and say this, and so do I. There is a certain age of accountability. Okay, I was thinking, okay, what would be the age? Around 12, 13, you know, when a kid knows they can make decisions, they can think for themselves, they know when they did sin, okay? Age of accountability, all right? Now, I will say this. Only God knows the age of accountability for this person and this person and this person. But there's, you know, that's a rough age here, okay? So until someone gets to that age of accountability where they know, how can babies? Like, you want to make goofy face, like, duh. Okay, but you can't say that to when someone asks you. They're asking serious, okay? So, but really, how can babies? So guess what? Babies go to heaven. You will see them, all right? And babies that were aborted, they go to heaven. Babies that were stillborn, they all go to heaven. Babies that were miscarried, they go to heaven. If you lost a child before that, you'll see them. Okay? Next Q&A. Will babies be babies or adults? I get these questions. Cause me to go home and get my Bible out, okay? But guess what? There's no place in the Bible where it says this exact. So this is my answer. Ready? If you want to raise babies, I had 4 kids. It's a lot of work. And I want to get them when they're that perfect age. So I haven't figured out what that is. Okay, I'll take them. But listen, all kidding aside, okay, I don't know that answer, all right? But you will see babies and you will see children when you get to heaven, those that have died beforehand, all right? Here's another one, Q&A. Where's my other Q&A one? Okay. Oh, yes. What happens to those people that are mentally impaired, children or adults? Okay. Well, this is where I want to go, duh. They're not reason. They don't have the reasoning facility. You know what I'm saying, okay? So, duh, they'll be in heaven. They'll be in heaven. I can't wait to see them. Oh, man. Amen. Oh, I'm going to cry. Okay, praise God. Don't cry. All right, last one. 4th reality of heaven. Moving on, because I'm just going to wipe out. Here we go. We will experience incredible joy and pleasure in heaven. All right? Think about the most funnest thing you've ever done down here. Funnest, joyful thing you down here. It'll be a billion times better in heaven. Okay? I was thinking, what was joyful? What was joyful? What would be joyful? Okay, for all you guys that proposed to that girl and she said yes, and you were so full of joy because you were sweating it out. You had that smile, that, yeah, okay, better than that. If you graduated and there were a lot of hurdles for you to get there and you had this joy in you because you graduated, it'll be better than that. If your team won the Super Bowl, it'll be better than that. Okay? Heaven. All right? Let me give you a scripture. Turn over to Psalm 16. Psalm 16. A million times better. Okay? Psalm 16, verse 11. You will show me the path of life. He showed you Jesus. All right? In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So the Bible did say that we are to focus on the heavenly realities, and there's things of heaven, and you know, I could go that way and say more, okay? It's to think about, to keep your head focused on that, all right? Because how about the next time you're going through a hard time, a storm, think on heaven. The next time you get a bad report, think on heaven. The next time a relationship gets really ugly, I'm going to think on heaven, all right? So there's some good reasons to think on heaven, amen? So how many of you are excited about this address called heaven? I'm excited. It's just, go read your Bibles. Just start doing, I'm going to do a journal every time I find things about heaven. Just keep them. Amen. All right. So how about I all pray for y'all? Amen. Let's everybody just bow your heads and close your eyes. Just be still. Be still. Praise God. Freeze, as we'd say. Father God, I did my best to share your word on this place, incredible place called heaven. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will continue to open the eyes of our understanding and give us revelation and just continue to make this real, okay? And Father, I thank you what Jesus did. I thank you for the finished work. I thank you that, I'm so glad the finished work of our redemption. And I thank you that we can walk in joy and peace while we're here because we have heaven someday. Amen. Lord, I thank you that we can have fellowship with you here and now. We have purpose here and now. And Holy Spirit, I just ask you to continue to remind me, to remind us all that eternity and your plan for the people, for people that you love, that you didn't create hell for anybody, planned it for the devil, excuse me, but you planned heaven for us. And just keep that before us as we go about our days. I ask you that in Jesus' name. Now, everybody still, be still. Maybe you're here and you are unsure of your eternity, a.k.a. your address. And I just want to say this to you. The Bible says that Jesus died for your sins and my sins. The Bible says that he came to give us life and to save us. And we can't do it ourselves. It's not by good works. It's by putting our faith in him. Okay. So everybody still, eyes closed, heads down. I want you to listen. I'm going to ask you something. And I'm not asking you to join this church, though I think this is a great church. Amen. But I'm not asking you to join this church. I'm not asking you to join a religion. I'm not asking you if you were raised in church. I'm not asking if you were water baptized as a baby or an adult. Those can all be good things. They are. But sometimes they can be in your head, right? What I'm asking is, do you remember a day, a time when you made it personal with Jesus? When I say personal, where you said from your heart, Jesus, I see that you died for my sins and the sins of the world. And Jesus, you remember saying, Jesus, I believe that you're the Savior of the world. And I ask you to be my Savior and my Lord. If you're here and you'd say, Pastor D, I can't remember doing that, but I'm ready. I would love to pray with you. I would love to pray with you. As a matter of fact, how about we all say this out loud? And for those of you that are praying this for the first time, where you and you're gonna have eternity in you, you're gonna have an eternal home, you're gonna receive this wonderful life of God when you pray this prayer with us. I also want to include, if you have been one of those that have just distanced yourself far from God, pray this prayer like for the first time. Just pray it and come on back. There's no fun being far from God, okay? It's only good when you're walking with him. So pray this. Everybody, how about say this out loud? Lord God, I need a Savior. I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior. I need Jesus. And Jesus, I receive the forgiveness of all my sins. And this day, I ask you to come into my life. I take you as my Savior. And I receive you as my Lord. Therefore, I will follow you all the days of my life. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, something happened on the inside. You may not look different. Some people cry. I didn't. But something, a miracle took place on the inside. And from this day on, you are a child of God. Heaven is our final destination. And he's got a great life for you to live down here. So I encourage you, get a Bible. We have free Bibles. Everybody say free.
Free.
My Coffee and Connect people will give you a Bible. And if you prayed that for the first time, come up and tell me. I got a little book for you. But we just want to celebrate. Amen. Just praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. Praise God, Lord. Thank you. Amen. How about we stand up? Praise God. Everybody say, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. Everything I set my hands to, I declare prospers. And I am a light to those I rub shoulders with. Amen. Have a wonderful week. If you'd like some prayer.